We're here aboard the Costa Cruises Classica, and this is the beginning of the cruise. We're actually at the cocktail party for the Mac Mania cruise, and everybody's getting to know each other. And I'm standing with Captain Neil. Let me just see if I can grab him. Captain Neil. You're talking to the world at large now on the internet via audio boo. I know it seems like I'm talking into my cell phone.
It does seem that way, Leo.
Yes, but
yeah, I've seen you do that before. Yeah. And I see you doing it.
Talking to everybody. So this is Mac Mania 9.
This is correct.
How many cruises has this been now that you've done?
I've done, I've lost track. Honestly, I think it's about 55 or 60.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I've done close to 400 sea days, which is really pretty exciting because I just love being at sea. When you speak to the staff on these ships and they're here like 7 years, I get a little jealous. I don't know. It's going to take an awful lot of geek cruises.
This is fun. Now, you just got here, right?
I got here yesterday.
Yeah, so you're still on a little...
Yes and no. It's easy when you're traveling this direction.
Isn't it? It's much easier.
Yeah.
If you go the other way, is when we're going to go home, is when we're going to be exhausted.
Exactly. That's when you're going to take 2 days to catch up.
Somebody told me that, and it's really true. Going west is easy. It's going east that's hard.
Well, the same as when you're traveling nationally in the United States. I mean, going from San Francisco to the East Coast, it's just sort of screwed up. But you come the other way, and it's only 3 hour loss on the clock. And so you're really just right into the groove of things.
So you're going to spend a few days, I hope, in China after the cruise, right?
I am indeed. I'm spending 3 nights in Beijing. Obviously, I'd love to spend 2 weeks, but I'll be back. The beauty of my job is I'll be back.
This is the first time in Asia for the geek cruises?
Remarkably, this is my first time in the Far East.
And how many people are going to be on this? Now, the ship itself is probably 1,500 or 2,000.
About 1,300 is the maximum capacity. I think there's only 1,200. Interestingly, there's only about 15% English.
It's mostly Chinese people on this.
15% English speaking people on this ship. 200.
It shows you the prosperity of the People's Republic of China now is that they can go on cruises, which you would have never thought before. It's really, you'll see when you get to Beijing, it is
correct.
A different country than I would have expected.
Well, one of the interesting facts I learned yesterday was they are buying cars to the tune of 1,500 new cars a day, I think was the number.
That's saying a lot because did you know? Not only do they have to pay the price of the car, but then they have to pay tax.
A luxury tax.
Of like $6,000, a huge amount of money for them. Almost, it's a huge price, but they want these cars.
Yeah, the country is actually remarkable. The number of trees that they planted, I think they planted about 200,000 since
And yet the smog. Can you believe this smog?
The smog, it's going to take more than a few hundred thousand trees to fix this.
They know about it, too. I mean, they're working on it, but there are a lot of coal power. There's plants all around here, and the area we're in, Tianjin, is really industrialized, so their smog is actually worse here than it is in Beijing.
Yeah, it is remarkable how smoggy it is. You wouldn't have thought it could be this smoggy.
How many geek cruisers are on there on this ship?
This is a very small group, very lucky, very intimate group, only 30 of us.
What? Really?
Yes.
Good. So when I do my iPhone apps, I can actually show them the apps.
Actually, you can go up and down the aisle.
I can hand the phone around.
I think
Neil, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for inviting me on a geek cruise.
Neil, it's always just great to have you with us.
Next stop, Korea. Thank you. We'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
Can I get some ambient noise?